Well, good morning.
早晨。
Hope you're doing well today.
今日过得应该过得好啊。
My name is Vincent. I'm one of the pastors here at this church.
陈永信传道系呢度嘅牧者之一。
You know, you won't see here in this service, but Pastor Lee will be in church in the second service.
Pastor Lee is starting.
Pastor Elise.
Elise, sorry. Okay, 嚟今日咧，阿余凯恩牧师咧。就啱啱生咗 BB 咧，咁就但系而今日唔呢個聚會唔喺度，但下一堂英文堂就會嚟到。
So if you do see her, say hi to her. But she's still on maternity leave, so don't bother her with work.
雖然生咗 BB， 但係佢仍然係放緊產假嘅。
And Pastor Andy and Annick are away this weekend on a family matter, so just encourage you to keep them in your prayers during this season.
咁安牧師同安師母咧，咁而家就因為有啲家庭嘅事務就。暫時放假，咁就係為佢哋去代求。
So it is my honor then.
咁咧，就係我有我榮榮幸。
To continue our series in First Peter.
咁咧，繼續關於呢個彼得前書嘅系列。
On being Jesus in a secular culture when life isn't fair.
喺世俗文化中活出耶穌，當我哋遇到不公允。
On your way in, if you're taking a copy of the sermon notes, you can follow along.
大家如果想跟住我哋嘅讲道咧，就可以睇我哋嘅笔记。
Or you can go to our website, and click through the messages to get a copy, the digital copy of it.
笔记除咗有实体版之外咧，我哋嘅网站亦都会有网呢个电子版嘅。
So my very first job.
咁咧，我嘅第一份工咧。
When I was in university.
咁就系大学读书嘅时候。
I worked at Sport Check.
咁咧就系喺一间叫做Sport Check 嘅。體育用品店做嘢嘅。
And I was hired along with a completely brand new team to open a brand new store location.
咁咧，我就係負責係去開一間全新嘅分店，咁就同一班全新嘅同事一齊去負責。
In fact, this is the picture of the location. You may or may not recognize it.
咁咧，大家估下呢一間喺邊一度嘅分店啦嚇。
But because we're a brand new team, we helped build the store.
咁咧，因為呢間係嗰陣時係全新嘅分店咧，所以一切都要從頭開始搞。
And so the team that we were part of, we got very close. We knew each other very well.
咁咧，因為咁樣咁樣，我哋都同事之間都幾熟悉下嘅。
Now, what we didn't realize was that because it is a new store location, that sales was going to be very slow.
但一個問題就係因為呢間分店係全新嘅咧，咁初期嗰個銷售額就唔係咁好。
And because our position was a commission-based position.
咁因為呢個嘅銷售員工作咧，就係呢個係要計呢個提成或者叫做佣金啦嚇。
And so what we do is when we help a customer, When we walk them up to the cashier, we have these stickers with our employee numbers, and we'll tag the clothing tag as we walk up. The basic idea is there.
Yeah.
Anyways, one day, I was walking into the store to start my shift.
咁咧，我就開始我我輪班開始輪班啦。
And as I was walking in, one of my coworkers ran out crying.
咁咧，咁我見到有同事出邊喊喎。
And she was sent. I later found out that she was sent home.
咁咧，咁我嗰日原來咧，咁就。原來俾佢上司咧叫翻翻屋企。
Because earlier in the week, a customer had checked her receipt.
咁因為前幾日咧，咁有一個顧客幫襯呢間鋪頭咧，咁睇翻張單。
And saw this coworker's name as the person who helped her.
咁睇翻張單咧，咁就見到經手邊就係邊個同事經手咧？哦，嗰一位同事。
Now, for whatever reason, she decides to call the store.
咁唔知點解咧？因為呢一張單嗰個人名咧，咁呢個顧客就打翻嚟鋪頭。
And she complained that this person didn't help me。
咁就話咁啊投訴啦！喂，呢個同事根本都冇幫過自己。
And so, so the manager had called my coworker in.
咁咧，個經理就叫咗嗰個同事入房啦。
And he just reamed her out.
咁咧，呢個經理就鬧爆呢個同事。
No, in fact, he even went as far as complaining that she stole sales.
咁咧就呢個經理就鬧呢個同事，你係咪所謂偷咗其他人嘅銷售額咧？
Now that doesn't make sense.
咁其實呢樣嘢冇道理嘅。
Because if the clothing was tagged with this person's ID number, that means this coworker did actually help her.
咁如果真係嗰、那個嗰、那個顧客係俾錢嘅時候，即係嘟咗嗰個同事嘅名，咁啊真係應該入翻個同事嘅數嘅喎。
Right. And even if the customer was right saying that no one helped her,
咁係真係呢個同事有幫手喎。咁就算冇幫手咧，
How like who would she be stealing from?
咁佢。咁呢位同事究竟係偷咗邊一另邊一位同事嘅數咧
？So we're not really sure why she was being accused of stealing sales.
所以咁究竟點解要話嗰位同事係偷另一位同事嘅銷售額咧
？But the rest of the team, we really feel bad for her.
咁我對為呢個同事好難感到好難過啊
！To see her being treated so unfairly.
因為我見到佢係受到咁唔公平嘅對待。
You know, and falsely accused.
亦都係俾人屈啦嚇。
You see, everyone has stories of being treated unfairly.
相信大家都係有一啲經歷，就係受到一啲唔公平嘅對待。
Maybe you worked hard, but someone else got credit.
或者你好自己好努力，但係最後功勞又俾人哋攞咗。
Maybe you're on a team, but not everyone's pulling their weight.
你一個團隊裡面，但你知道唔係個個人都同樣咁努力。
Maybe you were being honest, but the other people lied and they got ahead.
你係好誠實。但係其他人唔誠實嘅時候咧，反而有著數。
Maybe you had good intentions, but the people twisted your motives and made you look bad.
你本來做某啲嘢係有好意嘅，但係人哋扭曲你嘅動機，就話你根本冇好意。
Or here's a very popular one.
咁咧有一個好好嘅例子。
You know, maybe you didn't do what your parents said you did, but they're unwilling to admit they're wrong, so they blame you for something else.
What's that? Say that again.
Maybe you didn't do what your parents told you that you accuse you of doing, but instead of admitting they're wrong, they just said you did something else bad. Okay. Anyway, we'll skip that one. Okay. But the point is this. Okay. Unfairness is a part of life.
咁啊，唔公平咧係一個人生嘅一部分嚟嘅。
But how we respond defines who we are, and that's the first blank in your sermon notes.
但究竟我哋點回應咧？呢個就係會塑造自己究竟係乜嘢人。
And so today's passage is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18-25.
咁我哋經文就係彼得前書二章十八至二十五節。
And here Peter writes to people facing real injustice.
咁彼得就提到咧，我哋呢佢哋係面對啲好真實嘅不公義情況。
They were living under harsh Roman rule.
咁佢哋係活喺一個非常之艰难非常之苛刻嘅罗马统治。
And they were often treated unfairly because of their faith.
因为佢哋嘅信仰嘅缘故咧，系经常会受到不公平嘅对待。
But instead of giving them a strategy to escape unfairness,
但系咧呢度系冇教到嗰个当时嘅信徒点样逃避呢啲不公平。
What Peter does is give them a way to shine through it.
而彼得反而咧系教导佢哋点样系。反而透過呢啲嘅經歷咧，係去閃亮於人前。
Let's read the passage together。
我哋一齊去讀呢個經文，係呢個彼得前書嘅二章十八至二十五節。你們作仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，順服主人。不但順服那善良溫和的，就是那乖僻的也要順服。倘若人為叫良心得對得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚。这是可喜爱的。你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
So just a reminder that this letter was written by Peter.
咁啊，记得啦，你。个书卷系彼得所写嘅。
It was written probably near the time of his death.
呢个时间咧就系佢系差唔多要死啦。
Which means it was written during under the Roman rule.
咁樣呢個時候咧，咁就佢係活喺呢個羅馬帝國統治之下。
And he wrote this mainly for Gentile Christians.
咁咧，彼得呢卷書卷咧，主要寫俾外邦或者外族嘅基督徒啦。
These Gentile Christians are living far away from Jerusalem in communities where Christianity was either new or misunderstood or unpopular.
咁呢班外邦基督徒咧，當時就住得離開耶路撒冷頗遠嘅。當時基督教信仰仲係好新，經常俾人誤會，亦都唔係太流行。
Now the Roman Empire valued loyalty to the emperor and public order.
咁咧，當時嘅羅馬帝國咧，好重視係對國家嘅忠心。
So Christians were often accused of being disloyal.
當時咧，基督徒咧係經常被指控係對國家唔忠心。
Because they worshipped Jesus as their Lord, not Caesar.
因為佢哋係視主耶穌係為主，冇視到凱撒大帝為主。
So in this passage, Peter is encouraging the believers to keep doing what's right.
但係咧，彼得鼓勵信徒係繼續係做正確嘅事。
And to respond with humility and patience.
係用呢個忍耐同埋謙卑係去回應事情。
So here we see our first point: when life isn't fair.
我哋第一點係當人生唔公平嘅時候。
We need to stay true.
我哋係要為係我哋為我哋堅守我哋所信。做啱嘅事
，and do what's right even when it's hard.
无论有几困难，都要选择做啱正确嘅事。
So even though Peter here uses the word slaves,
咁咧呢度彼得就用到呢个仆人或者系奴隶嘅字啦。
It really means servant or worker.
或者系一个服侍人嘅人，或者一个工人啦。
And at the time, it wasn't uncommon for these workers to be treated like family members.
咁咧，当时所谓嘅仆人咧。唔會係當一家人咁樣噶。
But in a way, they are still properties to these same families.
佢係視係財產咁樣被對待。
And so while they are treated like families, Peter indicates that some are being treated really harsh.
就係呢度咧，其實講彼得暗示咧，係當時好多嘅仆人咧都係受到唔好嘅對待，好差嘅對待。
So Peter tells these servants, you know, to respect these unjust masters.
但係彼得嚟勸勉呢啲信徒咧，係順服於佢哋嘅主人。
Not because they deserve it.
唔係因為呢啲嘅主人係配得順服。
But because God sees the heart.
因為神係看透內心。
No, what Peter is telling them is, you can't control their behaviors, but you can control your own.
你唔可以控制其他人嘅行為，但你可以控制自己。
Because doing the right thing here,
做啱嘅事咧
，isn't always rewarded.
好多時候都係得唔到好報嘅。
But it will shape your character.
但係會係會塑造你嘅品格。
Suffering for doing wrong earns no reward.
咁咧，你為義受苦，為啱嘅事受苦咧，好多時候都冇回報嘅。
But suffering for doing good things.Brings God's favor upon your life.
但系咁样系得到系神俾你嘅恩典。
Perhaps that's what Jesus meant in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 to 12.
呢个咧就系马太福音嘅五章 Matthew 5 right? Yeah, 马太福音第五章。Let's see. 系啊，呢个十至十二节，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话、毁谤你们。你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫你们。
See, when it comes to our faith, we all face challenges regularly in our lives.
咁咧，我哋喺信仰嘅生活里面，经常都会受到挑战。
We live in a pluralistic society.
我哋系而家活喺一个多元嘅社会。
Such diversity brings all sorts of thoughts and opinions, and practices with this general expectation for tolerance.
咁咧，因为我哋活喺好多多元社会，有唔同思想，有唔同习惯咧，我哋经常会听到有人讲啊，我哋要宽容。
But when our beliefs and values get attacked, some of us just tends to be defensive.
咁咧，好多时候，当我哋系遇到呢啲挑战嘅时候咧。我哋就會有一個防衛嘅心。
It starts off with words.
就開始用言語回應。
Then maybe action.
有啲行動回應。
You know, action to fight.
可能想還擊。
Because we believe that is right and proper.
因為覺得唔係我哋係要為正確嘅事而有所回應。
See in our world, we are like the slaves in this passage.
但係我哋似乎係呢個社會裏面，我哋就係呢個社會裏面嘅仆人奴隸。
Now we're not properties with owners。
都係我哋唔係人哋嘅財產啊。
But we have different levels of authority。
但係我哋社會裏面有唔同嘅權力架構。
Such as your manager or boss。
或者係因為你翻工時日日上司啦。
Such as your teachers or the school principal。
咁咧，咁你如果你做教師嘅話，上面會有校長。
Or even political figures or parties。
或者你從政嘅，當然你有政黨嘅領導人。
Now, as much as we want to live in a Christian nation with Christian leaders following Christian principles,
But
the reality is, we're not living in that world.
好似我哋想，我哋好似係想我哋嘅地方活喺個基督教嘅管治底下，但係現實上。
In fact, even Paul in Romans writes how we have to submit to authority.
但是保罗说，就算我们处于什么环境，我们都要去信服掌权者。
Romans chapter 13 verse 1 to 7 talks about submitting to secular government authorities.
在这个罗马书13章1至7节那里说，我们是要信服这个世俗的政权。
I won't go too deeply into it.
当然我们不会涉足这段经文太多。
But Paul in that passage is encouraging peaceful and orderly life while simultaneously affirming that Christians must prioritize obedience to God.
但虽然呢，这里是保罗教导我们，是我们在活在世上要和平地过活，但我们要坚持最终的这个顺服的就是主耶稣，去顺从神。
Character is who you are when life feels unfair.
咁咧，我哋点为之嘅品格咧，就系话，当我哋遇到唔公平嘅事情嘅时候，我哋点样回应
？Which is the next blank.
好，系下一点就系话。
Second point, when life isn't fair.
当人系我哋遇过唔公平嘅事情嘅时候
，we need to stay calm.
我哋亦都系要维持冷静。
Respond, don't react.
是要有回应，但不要以牙还牙。
In verses 21 to
23, 在21节至23节里面
it talks about how Jesus was unfairly suffered for you, for us.
就是说主耶稣怎样在不公平的情况下为我们受苦。
I mean, as it says there, he committed no sin.
他是无罪的。
He said, no deceit was found in his mouth.
口里没有诡诈。
He did not lash out.
被骂不还口。
See, Peter points to how Jesus handled unfair treatment.
这个彼得就提到主耶稣是怎样面对不公平的受苦。
Not as a distant religious figure.
因为在当时彼得不是是一个耶稣为一个很遥远的领袖。
But as someone with emotional maturity.
就是一个的我们的心智上有成熟。
He did not retaliate.
是主耶稣没有报复。
But trusted that the truth would come out.
就是相信最终是会有真理。
Reacting is easy.
回应是很容易的。
Responding takes strength.
是回应是要我们的勇气。
See, reacting is when your words and actions are dictated by what was said or done.
因为我们究竟回应，我们是基于一些出面的人是对我们做了讲些什么。
And often these words and actions are uncharacteristic of who you are.
有时我们做一些回应呢或者行为不一定代表自己的品格。
And sometimes those words and actions will actually fuel the fire, leading to further reactions from all parties involved.
但是看看我们所做的回应或者行为呢反而是会火上加油，是影响到身边其他的人。
Usually things will get worse.
因为事情会反而更加坏。
But responding,
但我们如果回应呢,
is a thought out response that comes from your character, your values, and your beliefs.
但我们是可以是根据我们的品格是有所行动或者是讲的回应。
Responding comes from a place of maturity.
我们是可以是根据我们的成熟的品格去回应。
And strength.
是我们的力量去回应。
And a lot of times unpopular.
但有時嘅事未必係得到一定係唔得到歡迎。
Some of you may have experienced what I've experienced.
有時大家可能會經歷到啲我 自己經歷嘅嘢。
Where I would respond with a very unpopular but correct manner.
但我哋有時嘅回應咧，雖然係正確，但係唔一定受人歡迎。
And people around me will question me, you know, why didn't I fight back?
身邊嘅人會問我點解話我唔報復啊，或者諸如此類。
You know, why didn't I defend?
點解我唔去為自己辯護啊
？I get accused of being a pushover.
或者人話覺得我係好懦弱喎。
You know, but the funny thing is,
但有趣嘅咧。
You know, people who accuse me of those things
有些人会当然这样骂我
are usually the ones that will react hastily. In fact, it was Jesus on the cross.
但主耶稣在十字架上呢,
as he was nailed to the cross, he had looked down to the people who persecuted him.
他没有是藐视一些他是迫害他的人。
And what did he say?
究竟主耶稣说什么呢?
Father, forgive them.
父啊，赦免佢哋。
For they do not know what they are doing.
因為佢哋唔知自己做緊乜嘢。
That is the ultimate example of not retaliating.
呢個係一個終極嘅例子，就講到點樣去唔去報復。
Forgiveness in the face of cruelty.
係面對殘忍嘅事情嘅時候，都選擇寬恕。
And I think that's what Jesus meant in Matthew chapter 5, verse 39.
就係馬太福音五章三十九章嘅五章三十九節嘅真諦就喺呢度。
Where he says, if anyone slaps your cheek, you turn and give them the other cheek.
就係講話，當你俾人打左面嘅時候，右邊面都俾人打。
Obviously, Jesus didn't mean that literally.
嗱，當然唔係講實際上打面啊。
But what he's referring to,
但係佢究竟係講緊乜嘢咧
？Is that if you are able to respond and not react?
如果你係有能力去回應嘅話咧？
Then you would have control of your emotions,
你可以控制你的情緒,
control of your actions,
可以控制你的行為,
control of your words,
控制你的言語,
where if you wanted to, you had the capability of turning your cheek to the other side for them to slap.
你是可以的話, 你可以容許別人打你另一邊面。
That will be the ultimate control you can have in your response.
這個就是你終極的有限的回應。
And for many people, that's hard.
對好多人咧，呢種有克制嘅回應係好難嘅。
So staying calm, staying calm isn't a weakness.
係，保持冷靜好多時候都俾人話軟弱。
It's power under control.
但唔係軟弱，只係一個控制、自控。
Which is the next slide.
好，講下一點。
Going back to my story at SportCheck.
咁講翻頭先嗰間體育用品店啊。
You know, it was a few weeks after my coworker's incident with the manager.
咁講翻之前我個同事同經理之間嗰件事過咗幾個星期之後。
And then I was helping a father and mother.
咁咧，我又幫緊呢個father and mother。
Yeah.
咁就係兩阿爸阿媽啦嚇。
And then also we're helping them to choose clothing for their kids.
咁咧，就我要幫呢兩夫婦咧，係幫。
By the end of it,
咁完咗之後咧,
they must have spent like $900 or something like that.
咁啊，哇，使咗成900蚊喎。
I met my daily quota just for someone's person.
咁一日嘅呢個限呢個銷售額嘅指標咧，就咁一單就搞掂咗啦。
Couple days later,
但係之後幾日咧,
you know, during the weekday.
咁一個星期一至五平
日啦。You don't forget the face who spent $900 with you, right?
因為當人哋一次過使900蚊咧，你記得自己係咩樣啊
？Yeah, I saw him walking back into the store.
哦，見翻佢行翻嚟呢個鋪頭。
Now I didn't have a chance to talk to him.
咁我冇機會同佢哋講嘢啦。
But the cashier came up to me afterwards.
咁咧，咁個收銀員就同我之後同我講。
Right, again, we're close, right? So we tell each other everything.
咁我就同因為同嗰個銷售呢個收銀員好熟㗎，乜都講嘅得嘅。
And he goes, you know, Vincent.
Vincent 啊。
Yeah, he returned like $800 worth.
佢退翻其中嘅800蚊喎。
Yeah, so my daily quota for that day is like starting out at negative 800.
咁咧，
trying to reach.
我銷售額由就呢個負800蚊開始。
And of course, my mind went straight to my other coworker who got into a lot of trouble.
咁啊，同呢個另一個成日都有麻煩嘅同事講嘢。
So I was bracing myself for my meeting with the manager.
咁我理解究竟即係嗰個其實嗰日我想翻，其實可以想像翻究竟嗰個同事同嗰個 經理究竟發生乜嘢事。
You know, I was doing my best to mentally prepare for whatever the manager might accuse me of at the end of the day.
咁我又有心理準備嘅啦，預咗好似另一位同事咁預備，真係可能會俾經理鬧喎。
Because again, this is a new store. You know, there's no way I was even going to reach zero, let alone reach my quota.
咁咧，因為呢間店都係好新嘅鋪頭，係好難達到一個每日嗰個銷售個要求嘅金額。
So at the end of the day, I clocked out. I went upstairs to the computer.
咁喺個放工打卡之後咧，就見經理啦。
You know, and the manager met me there.
咁經理就嗰個時候等住我。
Now, in case you're expecting like a crazy ending, sorry, this is going to be very anticlimactic.
咁咧，咁咧呢個就最後嘅結果咧，就唔係好似咁想象咁樣嘅。
Now, the only thing I can remember was him lecturing me.
咁咧，咁啊，就同我講啦。經理同我講
，lecture me how to help customers. How to help customers.
咁啊，講佢哋點再點樣去幫呢個顧客啦。
And if I had done it right,
如果我做得啱嘅話咧
，then they would have bought the right items.
嗱，如果話阿 Vincent 啊，如果你係幫佢啲顧客幫得啱嘅話咧，佢哋應該買到啱嘅嘢㗎。
And won't return them. You know?
如果你係教得個顧客買得啱嘢嘅，根本就唔需要退㗎啦。
So he's basically accusing me. Of not doing my job.
鬧緊我係做得唔好，令到嗰個客係最後要
for not following company guideline on how to sell.
咁咧話就話我咧係冇根據公司嘅指引係去介紹產品。
He basically said I suck at selling.
佢話我都做得好差。
You know, I took in everything and I said I'm sorry, I'll do better.
咁我就為咁啊，對唔住經理，我以後做好啲。
But the win of the story is this.
但係嗰個呢個故事背後咧
，is how my coworker saw me responded.
就係佢，因為我哋嘅同事都會見到我係點。
They were impressed.
好似覺得係好中意我嘅回應。
They were surprised.
有啲對呢個我嘅回應方法咧，有啲驚訝。
To the point where the cashier came up to me.
咁咧，呢個收銀員同我講。
And said to me.
同我講。
Sales are untagged, she'll start tagging my number.
啲乜嘢係乜嘢？呢個銷售額係真係可以就 do 佢嘅嗰個啦嚇。
It would be a missed opportunity to represent Jesus if we react instead of respond.
如果我哋係回應係回應得唔好嘅話咧，我哋係失去咗為主耶穌做見證嘅機會。
Our last point is this.
我哋最後一點。
Stay positive.
係維持我哋嘅正面嘅思維。
Turn pain into purpose.
將呢個痛楚轉為一啲有意義嘅事情。
In verse 24 and 25,
24-25 節
，What Peter wrote here,
彼得咁樣寫
，is essentially the heart of the gospel.
呢個就係呢個整個福音嘅中心。
That Jesus' death was personal.
係主耶穌嘅死係一個好個人嘅。
He carried our sins.
係佢係為我哋嘅罪係赦身。
That his suffering brought on healing and forgiveness, not just sympathy.
這個赦身是帶來醫治的，不單止是同情。
That we're invited to live differently.
我們可以被邀請，我們是活得比以前不同。
To turn from sin, and walk in righteousness.
我們是遠離罪，我們是向義步前進。
And most importantly, we're no longer wandering.
最重要的是我們不再是流浪。
We now belong to a loving God who watches over us.
我們已經是屬於是這個慈爱的神，他是一直看顾我们。
Peter reminds us that Jesus' suffering had meaning.
他彼得提醒我们，主耶稣的受苦是
有意义。That it produced something good.
是带来一些好的事情。
That his pain turned into a purpose.
是因为这个痛楚是带来一些意义。
See, the struggle you face might become the story that someone else needs.
或者你所受的痛楚，将来是对其他人是有益。
The things that humble you can later help others.
因為你嘅呢個嘅謙卑係可以幫助到其他人。
And as painful the unfairness might be, God can and will turn things into good for the purpose of the kingdom.
你係可以，神係將你所受嘅痛楚係化為一啲係將來係對其他人好嘅事情。
I'm reminded of a story of a person named Corey Ten Boom.
咁啊，呢一個嘅有一個嘅記載咧，故事咧係關於個。Corey Ten Boom 嘅呢一個人咧，咁有個漢化名叫做彭柯黎啊。
She is famously known for hiding Jews from the Nazis in World War II。
咁咧，呢個人喺第二次世界大戰期間咧， 係收藏咗一啲猶太人，避免佢哋被殺，避免佢哋殺害。
She wrote a book called The Hiding Place.
Hiding Place 一個可以藏身之處嘅一本書。
Basically, in the book, she said, she wrote about how, she was at a German church preaching about God's forgiveness.
咁咧，因為當時佢係講喺個德國教會裏邊講緊寬恕嘅教導。
And this was after her family was thrown in the concentration camps.
Her family.
You see, Corey had survived the concentration camp.
咁啊，呢位女士咧，咁就當然係渡過咗呢個嘅呢個集中營，直到大戰結束。
But her sister Betsy didn't.
但係佢姊妹 Betsy 咧，就喺呢個集中營裏邊就死咗。
So after she was after she finished preaching at this church.
咁佢講完呢個嘅講道之後
，She was preaching about God's forgiveness.
講呢個神嘅寬恕。
A man had approached her.
And
to her horror, she recognized who he was.
咁啊，呢個 Corey 女士咧，認得翻呢個男人。
He was one of the cruel guards at the concentration camp.
就係呢個男人，就係好多好多年前，就係一個苦待他人嘅一個獄卒，所謂呢個嘅集中營裏邊嘅獄卒。
And he reached out his hand to her.
咁呢個男人就將手拎出嚟，係伸向。
And said, "Friend, I've become a Christian.
朋友，我已经信咗耶稣。
I know God has forgiven me.
我知道神已经宽恕咗我。
But I would like to hear it from your lips as well. Will you forgive me?"
但我而家亦都亲口问你，你愿唔愿意宽恕我
？Corey froze.
Corey 就冇喐到。
Every memory, every wound, every moment flashed in front of her eyes.
因为嗰阵时佢就将以前嗰啲受苦嘅嘢就。完全都記得翻，記得翻，諗得翻。
Then she remembered Jesus.
但係佢記住主耶穌。
When he was insulted, he did not retaliate.
因為記得主耶穌係被羞辱嘅時候，並冇報復。
When he suffered, he made no threats.
What's that?
When he suffered, he made no threats.
但係亦都係受到呢個佢亦都係冇一個發出威脅。主耶穌冇發出威脅。
So Corey prayed silently.
咁咧，呢個嘅 Corey 就自己安靜地祈禱。
Jesus, I can't forgive him, but give me your strength.
係，但係主耶穌，我冇能力去饒恕，但係求你幫助我。
And she said, I forgive you.
我其實又咁就話我饒恕你。
And she wrote in her book.
咁嗰本書就咁寫。
That in that moment.
喺嗰個時刻。
I had never known God's love so intensely.
我就係從來冇。感受過係神係咁大嘅存在，直到而家。
Don't waste pain。
唔好將呢啲嘅痛楚浪費。
Grow through it。
係經過呢啲嘅痛楚。
When we look at 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 18 to 25, we see a picture that's completely upside down from what our culture teaches us。
咁我哋即係彼得前書二章十八到二十五節咧。我哋講到呢度教導同我哋世俗教導係完全調轉。
The world says to stand up for yourself.
個世界話要為自己發聲。
Don't let anyone treat you unfairly.
唔好讓任何人係唔公平咁對待自己。
But Peter reminds us.
但彼得提醒我哋。
That sometimes following Jesus means responding to unfairness with grace.
就係要跟隨主耶穌嘅，就要用恩慈係對待呢啲唔公平嘅情況。
When people misunderstand you,
当有人系误解你嘅时候
，When life feels unfair,
当你人生系觉得好唔公平
，When you're tempted to lash out,
你系好容易系受到诱惑就去报复。
Remember what Jesus did.
但记得主耶稣讲乜嘢
？He bore your sins.
佢不担负咗你嘅罪。
He healed your hearts.
系医治你嘅心。
And he showed us a better way.
系教导我哋系更好嘅方法去回应。
So when life is unfair. Stay true. Stay calm. Stay positive. Because every time you choose humility over hate, forgiveness over bitterness, love over pride,
我哋唔要自我，我哋要系要爱。
You're not just surviving hardship。
我哋唔系单纯系活过呢一啲嘅苦难。
You're reflecting Jesus to a watching world。
你系系向世界系反映主耶稣。
Amen。
阿门。
而参加而嗰个嘅。人數咧係要佢哋要排隊先可以參加到。
Shall I have guests from as far east as Chilliwack?
咁甚至乎去到好遠喺喺我菲沙河谷嘅一個好遠嘅地方，特登嚟到去幫手。
And as far west as Vancouver Island.
咁有啲喺温哥華島啦，嗰邊人係特登過嚟去參加。
So, this is a chance for us to reach an unreached people group.
呢個係一個好好機會俾我哋去接觸一啲我哋平時好難接觸嘅一班人。
Yeah, so visit a website for more information.
如果有大家任何想知道更多资料咧，可以我哋教会嘅网站可以查询。
Or you can talk to the members of our vision team, which is myself.
咁或者你可以同我哋其中喺呢个嘅意象嘅团队里边咧去交谈，包括我啦。
Cinda as well on the screen.
头先你见到啊 ，Cinda 姐妹啦。
As well as Janina and BB.
同埋Janina 同埋BB 师母，同埋Allison。
So, can you stand with me as we pray and end off our service today?
让我哋一同嘅起立，我哋做一个嘅祈祷。
Let me pray a blessing over you.
我向大家去祝福。
So, Father,
天父
，be with us.
与我哋同在。
As we step out these doors,
当我哋离开呢个教会嘅时候
，as we represent you in this world,
当我哋喺呢个世界代表你嘅时候
，may we walk with your spirit.
让你嘅灵与我哋一同。
May we be obedient to your spirit.
让我哋系顺服喺你嘅圣灵嘅带领底下。
And may your love shine through us.
让你嘅爱喺我哋当中去闪耀。
We pray this in your name.
我哋咁样祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名求。
Amen.
阿门。
Have a great week, everyone.
大家有个愉快嘅一周。